Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts.
Aww.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for joining me today. Thanks for being part of my day. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. We're glad to have you here. If you just if you've been listening already, we consider that a sign of high intelligence. Tom Asacker is here, and we're going to get smarter because Tom's in the building. He's the author of Sandbox Wisdom and The Four Sides of Sandbox Wisdom and A Clear Eye for Branding, a number of books on – these are all books on branding, a very important topic. You know how important I think it is for you and me to focus on branding and how I think this is central to the – of the issues that are important for our success. I think our understanding and the ability to develop our brands is central to our success. And I bet Tom agrees with me. Tom, welcome back to the show.
Hi, Jim.
It's good to have you back.
It's always great to be here.
Tom, it's amazing. It's always amazing to me to think about. It still amazes me to go back and observe how the marketplace has changed over the last few years, and how just completely coincidentally, it really pivoted around the change of the millennium. I mean, it was total coincidence, had nothing to do with the calendar, but it just seems to me that there was a marked change, a shift in the marketplace around the year 2000 for a lot of different reasons. It is, again, just a total coincidence, but the marketplace is still changing, and it's changing rapidly every year, isn't it?
Well, you're right, it was like a perfect storm in 2000. The combination of the amount of information that was available on the internet, broadband access to that information by most consumers, the amount of choice that people had been exposed to, it all really conditioned and changed how people look at the marketplace and how they make decisions in the marketplace.
Yep. I remember, Tom, and my audience will remember in 2000, 2001, back in those days, I was saying that when broadband becomes the default connectivity to the internet, our world will change, and that's what's happening right now, isn't it?
I hope everybody realizes that when the Democratic candidates for president have YouTube broadcasts with questions from citizens, that this is it. It is tipped. You know, we're in the mainstream now with this.
What does this mean for businesses?
I guess the most important thing for businesses to realize about how people view the marketplace today is that really the amount of choice and information and their experience in the market has conditioned them in two important ways. The first way is that people are really so busy and they're inundated with so much choice and so much conflicting information that they're speed reading the marketplace. They're not really studying and making some rational decisions about what to try or where to go or what to do. They're dealing with the marketplace just like they do when they're reading something. I mean, they have experience reading, so nobody reads all the little letters or even all the words, right? They get to a sentence that says it was a dark and gloomy, and their head says night. That's how it works.
Right.
It's the same thing with the marketplace. They look at a storefront, they see a billboard, they see an ad, they get a call from a representative, and their mind fills in the blanks based on what their experiences are in the marketplace. They make big meaning out of little tiny things that they see.
And see this is different, Tom, from when I was coming up as a young pup. The people that I spoke to when I was selling back, you know, way back in those days, they didn't get ahead. They never got ahead of me. They never got ahead of me. They always waited for me to finish. You know, it was a dark and gloomy night. I mean, I was one of the first people to tell them that the next word was going to be night. And so that's how things are different. These folks are by the time you're trying to sell them something, they're already way ahead of you, aren't they?
Well, in many cases, they know more of the story of what you're selling than you because they've done extensive research.
Right.
You know, they're going to be asking you questions deep about something deep into your website that you haven't even read yet.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Hold on to that thought, Tom. We're going to take a quick break, folks. Right back with our good friend Tom Masek. And when we come back, we're going to talk about how you can learn from this and take it and some ways you can take advantage of this. And folks, I'm still saying it, this is the best time for to be a small business owner in the history of mankind, but you gotta have your tennis shoes on. 20 Tails, stay with us. We're back at 17 Till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Tom Asacker, the author of Sandbox Wisdom and a number of other books, including his new one, A Clear Eye for Branding. That is the last one, right, Tom?
Yes, it is, Jim.
And we got another one coming out pretty soon, which we'll find out more about a little bit later on. Tom, tell us how we can find your books and how we can find you online.
Well, acleareye.com. It's acleareye.com. You know, you'll find everything about me, my books, some writings, some articles, and I blog about my experiences in the marketplace. Usually I'll post something at least once a week, so that's all there.
Check that out when you get a chance. Tom, one of the things that that you were saying, we were talking about how our consumers and business customers are speed reading that whole and how they're, you know, they're so busy, they're getting way ahead of everything. All of that to me says that they're looking for people to trust. Am I right about that?
Well, you're exactly right. I mean, what they're looking for is a different kind of value. I mean, they're speed reading, looking for the value of what your brand, your business, or organization has to offer them, which is really different than that value in the old days. Because in the old days, I mean, there was a lot of unique value based just solely on things like price, price, quality, delivery. Those things are not unique anymore to anyone.
That's right.
So now
That's
people
right.
are looking for a much higher bundle of value, I call it.
And so if they're speed reading, folks, they're speed reading what they don't know about. But if they find you and they learn about you and you satisfy them, you make them feel comfortable. You deliver what they want. You help them to trust you and to feel like they can be loyal to you. That loyalty to you is a good investment for them. Then they're not speed reading you. They're doing business with you while they're speed reading somebody else. Right, Tom?
Well, in essence, yeah, Jim. I mean, what they do is they're speed reading for that value in the marketplace. If they don't see it, they just move right on to the next sentence because they don't have time to dig for it.
But once they find that quality, that value, that trustworthiness in you, then they don't want to have to reinvent that somewhere else. If you can continue to do what they want you to do, that's how, to me, that's the beauty of what's beautiful about small business owners these days, about small businesses. We have an opportunity to literally embed ourselves with our customers if we just do what they ask us to do.
Well, the speed reading of the marketplace is a barrier for people to go to someone else as well. They just don't have the time, nor do they want to invest the effort into doing that kind of detail work. So to your point, once someone finds someone, that they get that value from that changes with them over time, then they block out everyone else because it's a coping mechanism.
That's right.
I mean, in essence, that's what a brand is. Nobody goes to the supermarket and flips over every box and can and bottle and reads all the ingredients. You would never get out of the store. So brand really is a coping mechanism. It says, I know that this is the thing that performs for me. I can't waste time reading all these other boxes and cans.
And this, and see, this is this combined with the stress that's on the stock market these days, and therefore it's pushed down to the outlet level of these major corporations, who small business owners compete against. All that extra pressure that winds up being pushed down with the consolidation, the layoffs, the cutting back on training, the cutting back on so many things, this is an incredible opportunity for small business owners to differentiate themselves for a long time, isn't it, Tom?
It is, as long as they realize that what people are looking for in the marketplace is different. So you just can't be out there with something that is a decent quality and a decent price. I mean, people are looking for things like novelty. They want you to offer different things. They want you to change. They want you to teach them how to do things. They want to learn. They want to find meaning. And that's one thing that the big businesses have as an advantage if the small businesses let them do that. The big businesses have money that they can burn up on innovation.
Right.
What big businesses don't have is they don't have the local connection and that closeness to the customer. They do anything to have that local presence and that closeness that small business has. So small business has to leverage that closeness, that ability to really feel what the customer is looking for and to respond and give them what they're looking for, the new things.
But also, Tom, to realize that our role, our model, doesn't need to be about everybody. It only needs to be about enough people who want what we sell, who want what we have, to be able to be successful. We can't, you know, I still worry about small businesses who try to slay the, who try to market to the world. That's not our market, is it?
No, and that's something else that a lot of people get confused about. I mean, they think that there is, you know, that you should be this one perfect thing, like a screwdriver. There is not one screwdriver. There's a different screwdriver for every different kind of job you're trying to do. What we need to do is find what our audience is trying to do and be that perfect tool for them.
Exactly. Stand by, Tom. Quick break. I told you we'd get smarter when Tom Masecker joined us, ladies and gentlemen. 10 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Tom and I will be right back. We're back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. Check them out. No barrier to entry. The first one's got all of our information, the thousands of articles and archives, past shows. You can podcast them if you want to. Any interview that we do today or yesterday or 6 years ago, 8 years ago, actually, in some cases, we actually allow you to podcast those. You can take them with you and burn them onto a CD and use them to your advantage. We give you fair use possession of those. And, of course, you can subscribe to my free newsletter at smallbusinessadvocate.com. I think you'll like the new look. Our readers have really enjoyed the new look. They keep telling me that. And then, of course, AskJim.biz is our knowledge base. That's the knowledge base for small business owners where you can ask questions and get answers. We'll stop the pain very quickly right there at AskJim.biz. Tom Masecker is our guest. We're talking about branding. Tom, and by the way, that's aclearEye.com, right, Tom? That's your website?
Yes, Jim.
aclearEye.com. Tom, what are your final thoughts for us in this last segment on what small business owners can do? Give us some real hard touch points, some things that we can do, some low hanging fruit that we can take advantage of this week.
This week. Well, you know what I would do this week? I would this week talk to all of my customers. I would get somebody, or do it yourself preferably, get on the phone, stop people when they come into your place of business, and just say to them, if you were to leave and go to someone else, why do you think you would do it?
What would you be looking for?
Yeah, don't say to them, do you like me? I mean, that's like saying to someone, you know, do you still love me? What answer are you looking for? You know, no, but I'm trying my damnedest to do so. You know, ask them, if you were to leave me and go to someone else, what do you think would cause you to do that? And really listen to that answer, because that answer is your new answer to what you have to do to keep them bonded with you. I mean, that's probably the biggest insight I could give. And then once you understand what that actual value is that they're looking for, make sure that big picture value is what you're communicating.
What if you said it this way, Tom? What if you said to your customers, if you could design a perfect resource, a perfect vendor, a perfect business that you do business with, regardless of the industry, regardless of what it is that they sell, regardless of what it is that you buy, what would be some of the attributes of a perfect organization that comes as close as possible to doing what you'd want them to do? How about that?
That's another way to get to it. I mean, there's an inventor, David Levy, and he says he invents most of his products by what he calls the curse effect. So, he listens for people when they're cursing. He knows that's the sign to invent something new. So, you know, another good thing to do is just during your travels, especially with regards to what's going on in the marketplace, listen for people's cursing, and that's a sign for you to reinvent something in your organization. Don't think that, it's not applicable to me. Yes, it is. What people experience in the marketplace is applicable to everyone else in the marketplace.
And, Tom, the other thing that I think is important, and I think this is where this is something that's new in the 21st century, Tom. Let's say that 6 months ago, or let's say today, somebody takes your advice and goes and does that, and the customer tells them what they want, and they do that. They actually make those changes and implement them, and things get really, really good. But the idea that you're not going to have to do all that whole process over again in 6 or 12 months, is dangerous. That's the problem, isn't it? Because most of us, we do that, we get it fixed, we like what it looks like, our customers like what it looks like, and we think, hey, I'll be set for 5 years now. It's not like that, is it?
Now, the metaphor I like to use regarding a brand is a brand is not a fixed piece, it's not a fixed asset like real estate, where what you're trying to do is you're trying to protect it and promote it to increase its value. A brand is a perishable asset. It's like a salad bar.
Yep.
If you're not out refreshing that salad bar, then you're not going to be attracting people to that salad bar.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got to be looking at the new foods, the freshness, the color, what's changing in the marketplace, what are people's new desires, and you've got to keep that salad bar updated better than the other choice salad bars that are around you.
Tom, I got to wrap it up. Well said. I'm going to let that be the last word. Thanks for being here. It's always a pleasure. You always do a great job.
Thank you, Jim. I appreciate your time.
We'll see you next time. A Clear Eye for Branding is Tom's last book, and that's acleareye.com. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. This is Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.